Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. Can everyone hear me, dear ones? For those that will be listening on other devices and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this July 10th, 2021. This is our lesson 334 entitled, A Servant of Servant, this is our part two of our new chapter 71. Welcome once more, dear ones. Our Tiny Tat song to our theme is entitled Praise Him, Praise Him, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
Praise Him, praise Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Praise Him, praise Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Love Him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, serve Him, all ye little children. God is love, crown Him, all ye little children. God is love, crown Him, all ye little children. God is love,
amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny ones, or even their mommies or their elder siblings, to help them to have their open prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, God, for my blessings. Please thank you for my auntie, my uncle. Please bless me for Emma and Talia. And please be with Tyshawn. Please be with my daddy and my uncle. Please be with and please be with everybody. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry. Blessings, everyone.
And blessings, everyone.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Dad, for my family, for my family, for my family, for my mom, my uncle, my dad, for my dad, for my family, Yoli, Tasha, Talia, Mommy's, Emma, Auntie, Sassy, Chantel, my dad, all my Ariana, Kia, Christine, Auntie, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much, little ones. We have a small poem that we have found. Remember last Sabbath in our review, you kind of draw a little bit of the stars and the things that you did in your nature's walk. So we have one more poem about stars, and it's called Beneath the Stars. So let's have a listening ears, dear ones, so you can be able to hear your mommy share the poem. But before we do that, we're going to know a little bit more about stars. And I would like any one of the dear elders or mommies or daddies that would like to take the reading, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Psalm 147, 4-5. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. God desires his people to be light bearers to a world lying in midnight darkness. But if they refuse to go forward in the light which he causes to shine on their pathway, the light will finally become to them darkness. Instead of being light bearers to the world, they themselves will be lost in the blackness that surrounds them. God desires his light bearers ever to keep a high standard before them. By precept and example, they must hold this perfect standard high above Satan's false standard, which if followed will lead to misery, degradation, disease, and death for both body and soul. Review and Herald, November 12, 1901, paragraph 13.
Amen. So, dear little ones, we are like stars in this dark age. Right now, there's so many things that are happening, but don't forget that as you shine your light in the midst of all these troubles, many will be able to seek the one that has created the stars. So I hope and pray that you remember you are special in God's eyes. And now we're going to share the poem entitled Beneath the Stars. And if any one of the dear parents would like to take one of the paragraphs, may you unmute your mic.
Beneath the stars. All day the person cares the busy life. Its petty ills, perplexities, and strife have claimed me, but as now at night I stand and note the shadows deepen o'er the land, earth's weary noise and turmoil seem to cease. All things are touched with dews of heavenly peace beneath those holy stars. Gate after gate of glory swings aside, revealing starry vistas open wide. The heavens seem by feet of angels trod, and all the universe instinct with God. Ah, who would think that one could cherish aught, impure or base, either of deed or thought, beneath those starry those holy stars? And I'll share with another parent if they would like to read it all.
Oh, all inspiring, deep, majestic night. The things of time and some fade from my sight. Mysterious voices that with far off sound, infinity seems opening. All around, and face to face with the eternal one, my soul is reverence, says, they will be done beneath the solemn stars.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And we are like the stars in this dark age. So we have to shine our light that many may be able to look for the one that has created the heavenly bodies. So dear ones, I have a small announcement for the family. In the story section that we have for the story time for the children programs, we have created an activity until when we have a unanimous vote for all the parents or the families that would like to share what lessons book they will be reading. So we have an activity that is, it's going to incorporate the nature's walk. So while they are walking with the family in their nature's walk, you can help the children explore using their senses or what they have seen and heard and touched or even taste, smell. And then record the result in the worksheet that I will show you right next to this slide. So they can review what they have experienced next Sabbath. And this is the worksheet. So the worksheet is going to be the nature's walk that they're going to have. and they're just going to record what they have experienced during the exploration that they are going to go with their parents. And then next Sabbath, by God's grace, they will be discussing it with us until when we receive the lesson book. So remember, little ones, a little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you naughty or unkind, praise God, you'll always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, all right. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. Our opening hymn is entitled Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. And if anyone of the dear family would like to join in singing, you can find this in the hymn book number 413. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place on earth so precious, may it find me there each day. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, I will look upon the past. For his love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrow, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. While I from his fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, bless me as I sit low at thy feet. O look down in love upon me, let me see thy face so sweet. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus, make me holy as he is. May I prove I've been with Jesus, who is all thy righteousness.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are just joining us. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our studies with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everyone. Thank you, God, for this morning. You take my family, auntie, not so auntie, sometimes. Please protect my mommy, my daddy. Please protect my uncle. Please protect Katie and Emma. Take John. Please protect all my family.
Thank
you, everybody. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God, so much, dear sister. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and our guests, we will continue part 2 of our chapter entitled A Servant of Servants in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic, dear one.
Luke chapter 22, verse 25.
Verse 25. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles
exercise
lordship over them. And they that
exercise
authority upon them are called
benefactors. Thank you. Come to life. Luke chapter 22, verse 26.
But he that is greatest among you,
let him be
as the younger,
and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. Really? Nice and nice. Luke chapter 22, verse 27. For whether
is greater.
He that sitteth.
At meat.
Or he.
That serveth.
Is not.
He.
That sitteth.
At meat.
But I am.
Among you.
As he.
That serveth.
Emma?
Yep.
John. Chapter 13.
Verse 3.
Jesus knowing.
That the Father.
Had given.
All things.
Into his hands. And that.
He was come from God.
And went to God. Thank you, Emma. And I'll bubble down for someone else to share as well.
John 13:5. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So today we will cover pages 643 through 644. Brother Josh, can you kind of mute the mic? Because I think it's echoing. Welcome once more to our dear remnant family. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 643. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. There was a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. This contention carried on in the presence of Christ grieved and wounded him. The disciples clung to their favorite idea that Christ will assert his power and take his position on the throne of David. And in heart, each still long for highest place in the kingdom. They had placed their own estimate upon themselves and upon one another. Next slide, please. Continuing. And instead of regarding their brethren as more worthy, they had placed themselves first. The request of James and John to sit on their right hand and left of Christ's throne had excited the indignation of the others. That the two brothers should presume to ask for the highest position so stirred the ten that alienation threatened. They felt that they were misjudged, that their fidelity and talents were not appreciated. Jesus was the most severe upon James and John. Desire of Ages, page 643, paragraph 4.
Amen. And for those that are listening, that was Judas. Continuing. Thank you so much, dear sister. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This is taken from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, margin, and is taken from the scripture song singer in the section character of the building of the memory verse CD. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in the Desire Ages, page 644. If anyone of the dear brethren would like to continue our reading, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The disciples entered the upper chamber, the supper room. Their hearts were full of resentful feelings. Judas pressed next to Christ on the left side. John was on the right. If there was a highest place, Judas was determined to have it. And that place was thought to be next to Christ. And Judas was a traitor. Desire of Ages 644.
Another cause of decisions had was at a feast. It was customary for a servant to wash the feet of the guest. And on this occasion, preparation has been made for the service. The pitcher, the basin, and the towel were there, and reading this. Feet washing, but no servant was present, and it was disciples' part to perform it.
The desired pages, page 644. Okay.
Continuing, but each of the disciples yelled in tongues to wounded pride, determined not to act the part of a servant, and all men manifested a social understanding.
Come close to the mic.
That there's seeming unconscious that there's like nothing, that there was anything for them to do. By silence, they refused to humble themselves.
And on the slide, on the left, in the bottom, it says Mark 9:35. They sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, "If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Joshy, can you mute the... That's okay. Let us learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book, Testimony, Volume 9, page 189. And it was taken from the same scripture song singer in the section Encouraging Quotes from the Memory Verse CD.
If we would humble ourselves before God, if we would humble ourselves before God, and be kind and courteous and tender-hearted and pitiful, there would be 100 conversions to the truth, where now there is only one. Testimonies 9, page 189.
Amen. So let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in Desire Ages, page 644. If anyone of the remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire Ages, page 644. How was Christ to bring these poor souls where Satan would not gain over them a decided victory? How could he show that a mere profession of discipleship did not make them disciples or ensure them a place in his kingdom? How could he show that it is loving service, true humility, which constitutes real greatness? How was he to kindle love in their hearts and enable them to comprehend what he longed to tell them? Desire of Ages, page 644, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another scripture song. And this one is also taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10 from the King James Version. And it's also taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building in the Memory Verse CD.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desire Pages, page 644. Continuing, the disciples made no move toward serving one another. Jesus waited for a time to see what they would do. Then he, the divine teacher, rose from the table. Laying aside the outer garment that would have impeded his movements, he took a towel and girded himself. With surprised interest, the disciples looked on and sounds away to see what was to follow. Slide, please. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. This action opened the eyes of the disciples. Bitter shame and humiliation filled their hearts. They understood the unspoken rebuke and saw themselves in altogether a new light. Isaiah pages, page 644, paragraph 4.
Continuing, so Christ expressed his love for his disciples. Their selfish spirit filled him with sorrow, but he entered into a controversy with them regarding their difficulty. Instead, he gave them an example they would never forget. His love for them was not easily disturbed or quenched. Next slide, please.
He knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, and he came from God and went to God. He had a full
consciousness
of his divine. But he had laid aside his low crown and kingly robes and had taken the form of a servant. One of the last acts of his life on earth was to grind himself as a servant and perform a servant's part.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 13 to 16 margin. And this beautiful song was taken from the Christian Folk Songs and the Christian Folk Music CD.
Call me Master Lord, and I say well. Call me Master Lord, and you say well, it's all I am. If I then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, the altar ought to wash one another's feet. He called me Master Lord, and he say, well, he called me Master Lord, and he say, well, for all. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Call me Master Lord, and he said, well, the song. The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Call me Master Lord, and he said, well, call me Master Lord, and he say, well, the song, the song.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brothers and sisters that are coming in, and welcome back to those that have fell out. So we have the 6 questions that we have reserved to be able to review for next week review. And remember the toddlers, they're also going to have their little review after when they go on their nature walk. And then they will share with us what they have seen, heard, smell, and if it's possible, taste it. If maybe you go on your nature walk with any fruits or anything like that. So next week, we will be reviewing our part 2 of our chapter entitled A Servant or Servant. So if you have the questions besides the 6th one that you may need a little bit of research, you can be able to send it before Friday, or you can retain it until we get together. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to be able to have closing prayers, or the elder siblings, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity once more to gather in your Sabbath day. We thank you for the lessons that has been taught. We thank you for the participation of the parents and also of the lovely children, Father. As we move on to go to the next section of our study, we continue to need your blessing and your guidance and your Holy Spirit to teach us into all truth and be with the ones that deliver the message. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children and family study. So, next Sabbath, we are going to have our part 2 review of new chapter 71 entitled A Servant of Servants, part 2, and that will be held July 17, 2021. I hope and pray that everyone will bless. And whenever we do have foot washing, if the little ones, it's the tiny tots, or even the children that may not understand what the foot washing is about, you can always bring back the PowerPoint so they can have a little bit of understanding of what Jesus did with the disciple in the supper. So may you all have a blessed and peaceful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, giving this beautiful scripture from 1 Thessalonians 5:23, from the King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath. God bless.